Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Why not join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, for a brief taste of London town? Father, you don't know, but I just spent the weekend in London. Mm-hmm. That has a Latin name to it, doesn't it?
Londinum.
Londinum, because the Romans actually got there.
Julius Caesar's time. The name Londinium, or Londinium, it's the same. And so all those English towns had Roman names there. Claudius was over there and everyone else, so that's thousands of years old.
Well, in those days they arrived perhaps on horses or chariots, but now you travel a bit differently there.
Of course they came across the straits there.
How would you say the channel?
Freightum is F-R-E-T-U-M, Freightum.
Right, it means channel exactly.
Yeah, it's like the narrows.
So they crossed and went over. Yeah,
Freightum, Africum or Hispanicum, you know, Gibraltar and stuff, to Freightum.
So we went on the double-decker buses. Those didn't exist in Roman times, let alone double-decker
buses.
But
they had public transportation and stuff, and ambulances and carts, you know. And things like that, they did.
What were the ambulances like?
Archera, they called it archera. We have a Latin word in the dictionary. Archera was a wagon to carry sick people around and so forth and so on.
Another thing that one does in London is go to the theatre. That's not a Latin word, is it?
That's Greek,
theatrum. That's Greek, right.
That's a theatrum,
but
yeah.
I went to see a musical. That's a word of Latin derivation.
Well, that's actually, it's much older. It's Greek, it might be even Sanskrit, musica. The muses, you know, what came from the muses.
So dancing and singing. Dancing is not a Latin word, but ballet is, isn't it?
Ballo, balla. Well, again, it would be medieval Latin. It's not ancient Latin, but ballet is from ballare, which is, of course, in Italian and all the other languages. But in ancient Latin, it doesn't exist. We have saltare, to jump around.
So we saw this stage. The Latins had stages, didn't they?
Certainly. Scena, or the scena, the scene, what they called the scene, was the scena. And that's why they even have the English word obscene. A lot of people think it's something that was off stage, that you couldn't put on the stage, was obscenum, you know.
Anyway, my show was a super show. That's super, isn't it?
That's super, the above, high above is super.
In the Vatican, you talk about supernumeraries. You used to talk about supernumeraries.
Yeah, supernumeraries.
Meaning?
People who are over the number of the apostolic, what do you call these? Protonotari apostolici. Like there are 20, but then there are about 50 others who are over the number. That's the supernumeraries.
So the Latins may not have had ballet, but they had their own celebrations.
Oh, they had the mimi, the mimuses, you know, the farces, and the coturnos, they had tragedies.
What are the coturnos?
Coturnos was a boot that they used to wear on tragic, in the tragic plays. And socus was like a sock, you have in English. Socus was a boot that they used to wear in comedies. And so you'd put on different kinds of shoes or boots to show whether it was a comedy or a tragedy. Oh, heaven's sakes, they had all that stuff.
And heartfelt thanks there, as always, to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who spent most of his life as the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.